the Southeast drought. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. For the past few days in Nashville, the annual conference of the Southern Association of State Departments of Agriculture has been meeting, and while most everyone in Tennessee knows how dry it's been this spring here, our neighbors to the south know that as well. Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Charles Bronson.
The farmers in the southeast are under a weather pattern that basically is probably running every 12 years, 10 to 12 years. Sometimes we hit our peak droughts will run anywhere from 3 years to 10 years here in the south. I've gone back and looked at the historic data that's available to us. But it's a weather pattern now. I'm not going to tell you it's, quote, global warming. I'm going to tell you there are weather patterns that are repeating themselves throughout the history.
Bronson is in his 6th year as commissioner of one of the largest ag-producing states in the country. And Florida agriculture is big business in the Sunshine State, valued at over $87 billion each year. That's second only to tourism. And like the industry here, there's a lot of concern over the long-term effects of the drought and that April freeze.
The problem that we're seeing in Florida, and I would imagine it's everywhere in the South, we're not only hurting this year's crop, but we could be actually affecting next year's crop because on the fruit trees are not going to bloom as well. They're not going to set as well. And so you're going to have effects next year from this year's problem.
Commissioner Bronson says just like here, they're very serious about the new opportunities that biofuels offers to farmers.
If you want to make sure a farmer has a chance to make a living instead of growing one crop a year, if they are able to grow two or more, then you can grow a food crop, turn around and grow a fuel crop. And we plan to do that in Florida to try to save as many family farms as we can.
Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Charles Bronson. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.